Okay. Proceed upon Chazarin this, and then Sunday we'll continue with the new sugya. So the first question is, give two birum to the bracha of Brein HaFashos. We were introduced to the bracha of Brein HaFashos in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Beferish, that it was Kemaisa Kedera, lo Kemaisa Kedera. It was Maisa Kedera in the sense you say Brein HaZonos and Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, but Lamaisa here, it's different. You say a Bracha of Shahakol, and in the end you say Brein HaFashos. That's the first time that we saw this Bracha introduced in Maseches Brachas, Lamed Zayin, and Aleph. So we had two Pshatim behind that. Tosis in the top said that Brein HaFashos Rabos V'Chesronan means that Hashem gives us the necessities to live, the staples. One could say bread and water, that you can't live without them. And then also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us also the delicacies, like apples, oranges. In those days, that was a delicacy. And therefore, Hashem gives us everything. So He gives us, Al-kol ma shebarat achos ben nefesh kol chai. So in other words, He gives us, Brein HaFashos Rabos V'Chesronam, the bread and water that we need. Without them, we couldn't live. And also, Al-kol ma shebarat, actually, Tosis gives us shebarat, is even the what? Even the things that are delicacies He gives us as well. That's the first pshat that we had. Second pshat is from the Rashba and the Tshuvas, where the Rashba and the Tshuvas says that it means the following. It means that people are created with chesronos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one theme. And therefore, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates things in the world that people can complete or mashlim their chesronos that they have in themselves, and Hashem allows them to be mashlim those chesronos with what He created in the world. And we said that this is in fact perhaps what the tour might be in, driving at when he says Yesh Omrim Rebrei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronan HaKol Ma Shebarat. And this is what the Beis Yosef says, he was Mechavin to the Rashba. By Mordechai said, no other Rishonim say another pshat. Yes, we do. We found the Rashba that said this second pshat, and that's exactly what it's driving at. You know, if you don't say like that, you have to say the only difference is whether you say Kol Ma Shebarat, which is third person, or Kol Ma Shebarat, which is Loshon Nochach, which is second person. And that was the goof of the Machlekes between the two days in the tour, which is Tosin in the Rosh at the Gersa Shebara, Tamir Ravino is the Gersa Shebarata. And that's Lamaisa, what we wanted to suggest. Also, we said, it's interesting, based on this, is that, let's get it, there's two Gersas whether you have a Vav or not. We say Al-Kol Ma Shebarata. We don't say Al-Kol Ma Shebarata. If you held Lamaisa like Tosfos, that there's two themes, the Vav is appropriate, and that's what Tosus has, the Gersa Vav, Va'al Kol Ma Shebarata. If you all like the Rashba, it's all one theme, then in fact, it would make sense that you would not have the Gersa what, would not have the Gersa Vav, and therefore it's all one theme, Halach Lamaisa. We also pointed out that if there's two themes, it would make sense why you say Brocha Ta Hashem Che'olamim, which doesn't fit well with Tosos, because Tosos Gertz was Brochei Olamim. The Yushalmi had Brochat HaShem Olamim. If you have two themes, you have to end with the Brochat HaShem. If you have one theme, you don't have to. So according to Tosos, Lamaisa has two themes. It's just Brochat HaShem Olamim. He doesn't have that. Yushalmi has that. We also pointed out from the Sefer Otzer HaTfilas that there are two gears, is Brochei Olamim, Brochai Olamim. Brochei Olamim means Hashem is Mechaye people. Brochai Olamim is referring to HaKadosh Baruch himself, that he lives forever and ever. Okay, so that answers number one.
Can you repeat that last point again?
Otzer HaTfilas says two gears, we say Brochei Olamim, Brochai Olamim. Brochai Olamim is that Hashem, you know, sustains everyone. Brochai Olamim is that Hashem lives forever and ever. Okay, that answers number one. Two, what are the two birim that we said for Maisik Thera below Maisik Thera? We were bothered by what does that mean regarding what? Regarding brachas. Maisik Thera below Maisik Thera. What does that mean? So we said, obviously, one's got to say a bracha. The Gemara says, it's Kim Maisik Thera, there's a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Lamaisa, well, why would you think, thank you, why would you think any different? So the Pnei Yeshua said in the Divrei David that the Braisa had in mind to be Mechadesh, that you don't say Amotzi and Birkas Almazon. That was the Chiddush of the Braisa. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua, good to see you, Sam, but the Pnei Yeshua and the, excuse me, and the Divrei David say, that was the Chiddush of the Braisa. Of course you need a Bracha Rishon and a Bracha Achrona. But the stress of the Braisa was that we're saying that it's not like Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon, it's much different. And of course you need a Bracha. But it's not trying to be Chiddush, you say Brain of Fashas. The Iker Chiddush is you don't say Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. And as I was telling Noam in Seder today, the Gemara when it says Kemaisik and Rosh Gemara is a Gemara talking, it's not the Braisa. When you chazer good lomaisa, the Braisa is Vatani Avila Fun of Pasaros Pras Dochin, Bracha Tiklu Besof Kemaisik there, Vagabi Maisik there, Tanya, then there's another Braisa. When the Gemara answers Kemaisik and Lokomaisik, that's the Gemara talking. Kemaisik there, Bracha Tiklu Besof. Lokomaisik there, that you say, Brahim Nimzo, that's the Gemara talking. So the Chiddush of the Braisa is not that you have to what? Not that you have to say a bracha. Of course, you got to say a bracha on yid. Chiddush of the brayis is not that you're not saying brayna fashas. The chiddush of the brayis is that it's not a motzi and it's not what birkas hamazon. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Vilna Gaon and the Merume Sada give a different shot, and that was based on the Gemara Mem Dalanum Beis that there are certain amoraim that say you don't say brayna fashas on vegetables and water, maybe only on meat and eggs. And if that's the case, it could very well be that. Maybe Lamaisa, when it said this concept of Kemaisa Kedera, that there's a bracha Tchilu Besof, the stress is that, you know, we would have thought maybe there's no bracha Achrona. So since we would have stressed that maybe there's no bracha Achrona, the Bryce is coming and telling you that no, there is a bracha Achrona, and we do say Brain of Foshas, and we say Brain of Foshas on everything, Allah Lamaisa. So that's what it means, and that's why you say Brain of Foshas. But it's had in mind, with the Sina Tana, had in mind that what, that those shitas in Amaroi. Okay, that's number two. Three, what is the Mahalakha we said in shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the Tana that says, is the Tana that says that if you eat rice on Pesach, you're Kayav Karis, and you can make matz out of rice. And if you make matz out of rice, you can be Yotze. Remember we said that the same Halakha. That the ability to be yotze matzah in the Seder is the same thing as the chi of karis. You watch it that it won't ferment and you won't become chai of karis. So, if you look in Meseches Pesachim, Adaf Lamed Heim and Aleph, the Gemara comments that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri asks you to eat a tafshel of oras and dochen because it leads you to fermentation. So you see from there that Gemara, the simplest reading of the Gemara, and they point out, Rashi spells it out right there in Pesachim and Lamed Heim and Aleph, that in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's view, he claims very clearly that Dochen is a Min Dagan. And you would be Yotze, the Matz at the Seder, from the Gemara in Pesachim. So the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch chime in immediately, and they say, don't think that at all. The fact that our Braisa says, the sign of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Or is Min Dagan Hu. It doesn't say anything about what? Dochen clearly shows that our sugya holds not that way, and with Dochen, you would not be yotz at all, halacha lamaisa, your matz on Pesach. So what you have is conflicting sugyas, namely the Gemara Pesachim against our Gemara, and they're very adamant about that. You would not be chayav karis, it's usher to eat it, on Pesach the Dochen, no doubt, it's also to cook it, it could ferment, but it doesn't become Chometz Gomer, and you would not be Chayav Karis, and you would not be Yotze the Matzah. So at the end of the day, basically the Slach and the Chesunah say it's a Machlokas and Sugyas, between Pesachim Lamed Heim Aleph and Brachas Wataf Lamed Zayim Aleph, and we pass from like our Sugya in Brachas Lamed Zayim Aleph, even though we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri anyway, but with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they're very adamant about that, that you should go with our Sugya as opposed to Gomorrah Pesachim. Okay. Lamed Heim and Aleph. Lamed Heim and Aleph, and Rashi spelled it out. You point out that Rashi, and I said that in Shir. That answers number three. Four. What is the Baruch Achron of Akosis Achita? So, Tosos, the long Tos on Lamed Zayim and Aleph, right? Which was not that hard. Usually long ones are sometimes very hard. Bless you. Tosos says, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, he starts off the Tosos by saying, that I want you to know, even the Amorayim on the flour of wheat, which is on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, Rav Yudah held what? Adama, Rav Nachman said Shehakol, Lamaisa, you remember? Everyone's going to say Adam over here, okay? Remember we said that was a little bit weird? Why would you prove something from a brisa from Amoraim? So the answer we gave is that there's no difference between cooked wheat and raw wheat, okay? But the shita that's presented here, Taisa says, I'm not sure what bracha achrona you should say. Because the brisa didn't say. The brisa just said, because achid is baruch ripri Adama. What do you say on bracha achrona? So Rabbi Natan has two rayas. In his opinion, you say brin afashos. One raya is, on memdal manaf, when it gives the different choices of a bracha achrona and ala michia, the bracha of ala Adama does not appear. Okay? And he says, I think you should have said what? You should have said ala michia va kalkala, and you should sign off by saying ala Adama va pri Adama. What is weird about that? We'll get to that, actually, what's weird about that later. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Natan says, well, that's not in the Gemara Mendal Manaf, so it must be Brain of Fushas. Number two, he says that Lamaisa, when you look, the Gemara never mentions Kosa Sechita, you say Bracha Achaz Men Shalosh. The fact that it leaves it, omits that, must be it's only a Brain of Fushas. And then Taisus says, the Rabbi Natan, again, we're going with Rabbi Natan, he says, aye, maybe it's included in the phrase, Min Dagan V'Lo'asu Pasan Amad Beis. He says, that's not true, that's where you made porridge. But if you eat chita straight up, the achil is not kokach chashuv, and therefore it comes out halacha lemaisa that even though it's from chamesh aminim, you only say a brain of fashas. That's a sheet of who? Rabbeinu Tam. The Re says, okay, could be that you're right, but I'm a little bit worried that maybe it's included in that klal min dagim l'asu pas, and therefore you should be machmir never to eat it outside of a suda, and that's what the Amoraim say in the Yushalmi, and the Sefer Charim says Rabbi Yirmi only ate it in the suda, never ate it outside the suda at all, halacha lemaisa. So it turns out to be a machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Re, and we paskin that lemaisa, you should really only have it tocha suda. Taisus is machmer for the machaber's machmer for the suffix of the Re. Yes, Nate, go ahead. You got me? Okay, that answers number four. Five, what was the Nahar Shalom saying, Shat and Taisus? What we hinted to, makes no sense that you say ala michvi al kakla and you end off saying ala dama va pri adama. There's a cloud that the chasim has to be made in the beginning, right, Sam? So he says there's a gimgum in the taisis. You got to fix the taisis. It either should be bray pri adama ala dama va pri adama at the end, or it should be ala michvi al kakla and you end off saying ala michvi al kakla. But there's no way that taisis could have meant what he meant because it's mamish against the din. It's always got to be made in the psicha, and he's very bothered by that. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah also says it like that. It's either what al adama al pri adama. You don't start mixing lemaisa and saying that halacha lemaisa. It's just not shayach lemaisa. It's either zan. So why don't you just say in the bracha alamichi? If it's zan, then say alamichi alakakala. So what you have to say is either one of two things. You have to say that he meant alamichi alakakala and alamichi alakakala at the end, or he meant al adama al pri adama, and he also is mesam al adama al pri adama. That's what the Nar Shalom says. That's number five. Number six. What did we say on Taisus B'Shem the Re? That anything that's a min dagan is included in Kais Achitim. Remember the Re said, I'm not so sure it's a brain of fashas. Maybe it's including that klal on Amud Beis. What's it say on Amud Beis? Kol shu min dagan, but what? Lo asu pas. Yeah? Kol shu min dagan, lo asu pas. So maybe it's included in Kais Achitim that. That's what Tosfos brought up. So Rabbi Kivager said, I'm emdalim enough that's mamish against the din. Because what does the Gemara say there, Beferish? It says, Rabbi Gamliel says, you bench on the Shivas Aminim in the Mishnah, right? And what is the Pasuk excluding? Hakosis is Achita. So you see, Hakosis Achita is not part of that concept of Mindagan. You see black and white on that Gemara. That's what the Pnei Yoshu asks on our Taisis. Same concept as Rabbi Kivager. How could Taisis say such a thing? Yeah, how could Taisa say the Re says he thinks it's included in the klal kol shu min dagim l'pas as a kais achita? The Gemara says beferishim emdal manav. The Rav Gamliel says a kais achita you don't bench on because a kais achita is not part of the pasuk. It's not min dagim. That's remember Rabbi Kivager emdal manav has been signed this Taisus. It's a pelus. That's a Pnei Yoshu asks the same kash on our Taisus. So the answer is the Nemuki Agriv and the Magen Giburim gave a very sharp answer. That might be all well and good with Rav Gamliel. That according to Rav Gamliel, Kais Achit is not included in the Pasuk. But according to the Chum, who we paskin like, maybe very possibly Kais Achit was not excluded. The Gemara there was only talking about Rav Gamliel over there. The Re is paskin Halacha Lamaisa. He's going like the Chachamim. So it could very well be Lamaisa. According to the Chum, maybe Kais Achit is included in there. And if it's included in there, then Lamaisa, it could very well be that maybe you should say Al Mechivi Al HaKapo. That was the answer we gave from the Muki Agriv in the Magen Gibur. Just because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't include in the Pasuk, who says Tysus does? Yes, Jacob?
Did we say that over originally?
I don't remember. I think we did, Lamaisa. I think we did. Okay, but that answer is number five. It doesn't make any difference whether we did or we didn't. I want you to know. Okay?
Can I ask a question on
it? Yeah, go ahead.
So if they're saying that the Chachamim are talking about a different thing, how could the Gemara says that they're arguing about those specific things. So if we're saying that it would include it for the Chachamim, wouldn't that also mean that it would be included in everything?
No, it doesn't. No, the Brisa says, Kol She'eino Lo Mishuz Lo Midayon. That's where they're arguing. That last line. No, but we're talking on the phrase min dagen lawsu pass. No, they're not. They're not. They're arguing shalosh brachos brachachas. Yeah, in a chanami.
So then either kuzza chida is included in there for both of them, or it's not included in there for.
No, that the kasha was that kuzza chida is not included clearly according to Gamliel, but according to the chachamim, when they said brachachas min shalosh, it would include that. Yes. Why is that difficult?
Because
it's not difficult.
The Gemara is bringing specifically things that they're arguing about. So either they, like,
yeah,
like,
and they are.
Also, it would seem if you were saying that the Chachamim are including that in Mindog and also.
They definitely are arguing by something, but you can include something in there that they don't have to be arguing every single Nakuda, every single case. First of all, we don't know what Rogam Leo holds on a Kais Achita. I don't know what Bracha Rishoni might say. But let's assume he does. Let's assume he agrees that you say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Let's say. Okay? Let's say he agrees on that. So, but that's fine. They agree on that. But they argue on other things. Min Dagan also passed. They argue on other things. So just because you dug up one thing that they agreed upon, it's not a difficulty how to read that. Okay? It's a good kasha, but I don't think it's difficult at all. You could say that one prat they agree on, Lamaisa. First of all, like I said, you don't know what Gamliel holds on it. Number two, even if they do, that they're not agreeing on everything. Everything else they argue on. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number five. Six. What do we say on Tysus B'Shem the Re? We just did six. That's just a six. Seven. What do we say on the din brain of Fosses Rabos Boteris is Birkas Main Shalosh? Oh. So we said the following. We said that Tysus said you should be machmir and only eat the kosachita tocha meal, and then you'll be fine. So the Knessak Doyle pointed out that's all the Chachila. Bidi Evid, if you already ate it, you should say brain of Fosses, because brain of Fosses potters, Lamaisa, brain of Fosses potters the din of what? The din of brach achas main shalosh. Just like shahako, patas, vidyevit, all other brachas. Sam, you got me? Brain of fashos, patas, all other, patas also brach achas main shalosh. That's what the Knesset HaGedolah says. And that's smack against the Ginnis Radim. The Ginnis Radim says if that's what Tosfos held, then Tosfos should have said it, even lechachila. Okay? Because listen, shahako is a lechachila when you don't know what to say. So too, this should have been you don't know what to say.
Who is this?
This is the Ginnis Radim. So he says, even Tysus mashma that brain of fashos does not pater main shalosh. Okay?
What was it?
Let's start over again. Yeah. What does Tysus say? Tysus should be machmer eat it off the suda. So the Knesset HaGedolah says this is only lechachila. B'dieved, if you ate it outside the suda, you would say brain of fashos. Why? Because you're always okay with brain of fashos, says the Knesset HaGedolah. Because brain of fashos paters what? Paters bracha achas main shalosh, just like shako paters all other brachas. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Knesset HaGedolah says. Ginnis Vradim says, if that's the case, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Tosfos should have said that. Ginnis Vradim. Ginnis Vradim, we said it was the Pre-Chadosh in the Tshuvas. Or Achaim Klal Al Simen Tet Vav. He says, if it's true that Brain of Fashos Patras Men Shos, then Tosfos should have said it. Even L'Chachilo, we say Shahako Patras when you don't know what to say. So this also should have been said. Tosfos should have said that. So it's Mashum Tosfos that Fakir, Brain of Fashos does not Patras Brachas Men Shalosh. Okay? It does not, Lamaisa. He said, Bidi Evid, though, he thought Allah Lamaisa, it would be Yotzeh. You would be Yotzeh. Bidi Evid, he said. Tysus maybe says not that way, but maybe Bidi Evid, Lamaisa, he held Allah Lamaisa, it would be good. Okay? That's what he held, Bidi Evid, La Allah. The bottom line is, we don't even hold that, Bidi Evid, La Allah. The Maimon Mordechai has a Kama Vekama Mekoymish in Shulchan Aruch that Brain of Fashos does not pot the main shalos. Does not. Main Sholosh is not part of Brain of Fashos. Brain of Fashos is not part of Main Sholosh. Okay? And that's Lamaisa. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, he said Lamaisa, if Bidyavid, you ate it, Shalom, but Chasudi, you say Brain of Fashos. But why? Remember why we said that? Because why? Lamaisa, Mitamachra, Mikradin, the Bracha is Brain of Fashos. He held Mikradin, the Bracha Minos. This whole Re is only a Chumrah. The Re really learned like Rabbi Natam. The whole thing was a Chumrah. Okay, so if you ate it outside the meal, what are you going to do? Bidyavid, say Brain of Fashos, because that's the Din Mikradin. Remember, the Mishnah Brura taught us how he read the Taisis. That Mikra Adin is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rehel like that Mikra Adin. He just had a Chumrah. Okay, if you ate it outside the meal, you can't do that Chumrah. Nishkeferlich. You'll say Brain of Fashos. Okay, you got me? That answers which one? That answers 7. Okay, 8, guys. Say, Nate, you got me? 8. What is the getter of Prusos Kayamas? Poshim Shah. What is Prusos Kayamas? We're going to get into that on Sunday, God willing, next Sugya, but we already saw a definition already. Rashi said Prusas Kayamas means that it won't get ruined when it's cooked. It will not get ruined when it's cooked. Taisus embellishes that and he says that Lamaisa, if you took it out of what? Out of the mixture, it wouldn't break. The piece of bread would not break. Okay? We're going to see Lamaisa in the next sugya that it could be, the definition of Prusas Kayamas could be that it's a kazayas. Okay, but Lamaisa, I want you to know Rashi and Taisus here what they say. Rashi says that Prusas Kayamas means it will not get ruined, will not get moisture and messed up, Lamaisa, when it's cooked. And Taisus says, quote the Eshmaforshim, that the lechem is not so soaked in water that if you took it out, it would break. It's still strong enough, you took it out, it would stay together. Okay, that's 8, 9. What was the nafkamin on that? Nafkamin was that if it's Prusas Kayamas, you say what? What do we say if it's Prusas Kayamas? You guys tell me, what do we say Prusas Kayamas? We say what? Say Amotzi and benching. Excellent. And Prusas Kayamas is Mezonos and Alamechim. Okay, that's 8, 9. What's the Machlokes Yishonim about Birkas HaDochein? Okay, let's get that. How does it come up? Because the Gemara said they were slugged up vis-a-vis rice. But Taisus says Beferis Dochein, they weren't slugged up. So, okay. The Efsher, Taisus, notice he says the word Efsher. Efsher is usually, he's hedging. But he says, Efshar the halacha is, we don't paskin brain in Mizonos, so what bracha do you say? So, Lamaisa, this was an explicit machlaikis, Lamaisa, okay? And we filled in the blank that it seems like Tyson and the Rif says it, Beferish says Shahako. Ramam says Beferish. And that's the din, halacha Lamaisa. The truth is, we had a raya from the Gemara that Dolphin should be Shahako. What's the raya? What was the raya from our Gemara? When the third brisa says, Elohim Maisek Deira, what's not on the list? Dolphin's not on the list. So therefore it shows very well it's a shahako, Allah Lamaisa, and it would be a brain of fashas. However, again, that's Taisus, Riff, and the Rashba. However, the Ravid held not the way. The Ravid said, Bremen and Mizonos like rice. What's his raya from the Sugya?
Or is
Dolphin
together?
Which case, pas oras with tas doichin, right? That top raisa, excellent. So that's the raya from the Gemara, very good. Jacob, the Talmid Ben Yonah, the Rosh, they all passing like the Ravid, that the brach would be Raven Mizonos, like oras, halacha lamaisa. It's amazing. We saw it inside together, Sam, today, in Usher. It's soe, doichin, and soin, the what? Mazin, the soin, it's alev, kama oras. Tremendous din. Okay, so please get that. How do we paskin the Shulchan Aruch? What do we say?
Shahakol.
Excellent, shahakol. Right? We went through all those. You asked me about that, and we've been doing the halacha lamais on that name, right? You got that? We said shahakol. Okay, what number is that? That answers, please get that. That was 9, 10. What was the lumdus?
That was 10.
No, that was 9. That's 9, 10. What was the beer of the machlaikis? What's the lumdus in the machlaikis? Birkas adolkin. So we said like this. We said that it comes out that the mandomer, the shita, the gon echad was quoted. Gon echad says the reason why you'd say oriz mizonos is because not domo le dagan, right? Right? Because what? It's not because it's domo le dagan, because why? We don't hold like a bill from a nuri, right? But why do we say brahmin mizonos? Because it's mezin. What's mezin? It sustains you. And dolphin sustains you just as much as rice. And therefore, that's why the bracha is brahmin mizonos, halacha lamaisa. However, if you learn the lumdus of why you say a bracha on rice is what? Is because the min dagan, then what? Only oriz is the min dagan and not dolphin. You guys better get that, okay? If I ask what's a lomdus of machleis by bracha on pas dochen, it all depends how you learn up why rice says mazonos. Is rice mazonos because it's mazin v'soed, or dochen is as well? But if you say it's orizim in dochen, maybe orizim in dochen and dochen is not, therefore it's omitted from that list. Please get it. That's number 10. 11. Why does the Shita Zarif say dolphin shakal, not bore priya dhamma? I'm sorry, vlo priya dhamma. Okay, I should have said bore priya dhamma. I apologize. Vlo priya, vlo bore priya dhamma. Okay? I think I meant to write it, but it's vlo bore priya dhamma. Who asked this kasha? The Rashba. Usher. The Rashba asked this kasha. And the Rashba asks, how could it be? How could it be? How is it shayach l'maisa that you're going to say a shakal? It's a priya dhamma. So the Magen Giburim answered the following. Please get it. The Magen Giburim answered, no, I'm good to see you. You got to be Bizman. You got to be Bizman. Yes? The Magen Giburim answered, Lamais, you all right there? The Magen Giburim answers the following. That Pas Dochen, it's already out of the category of a pre. It's Yotzim and Torah's pre. There's no way you can say a Brei Pri Adama. Okay? You've made it in the Pas Dochen. It's no longer pre anymore. And therefore, Lamaisa, you're not going to say Brei Pri Adama. You can't say Amotzi because only say Chomotzi and Chomotzi and Minim. Therefore, you say Shahakol. Plus the fact it's not Derech Achilu B'kach. There were two Sfaras that were given. Why you say Shahakol? Number one, it's not a pre anymore. You can't say Amotzi. It's only a Chomotzi and Chomotzi. Number two, it's not the Derech Achilu B'kach. And therefore, on the Pas Dochen, it's going to be all the way what? It's going to be all the way Shahakol. Okay, that answers number 11. 12. What's a bracha on kidneys? Remember we did this, Sam? Kidneys. What were the examples of kidneys to give? Poulin, beans, right? Peanuts. Like, let's say you took flour from peanuts. And instead of using flour from chamesh aminim or rice or millet, you use what flour from beans? What would be the bracha on that? So we said an amazing thing. It would come out, if you go with the shtickle Torah, that the reason why dochen gets a bracha mazonis because it's amazing, then you can extend it outside of oriz and dolphin. You really could. If you're using something that's amazing, like let's say pulin or adoshin, and you chop it up so good, it's a collector's item. And Rabbi Yonah, we saw at the fairs, what Dibra Masko? You guys from Sam, remember? What Dibra Masko was Rabbi? Remember the three-line one? Was it Hine or was it Gom? Which one was it? It was the first one. Hine. Hine, he says the fairs are there. We just saw it this morning when we're chazim. He says, Hine, it's an amazing thing. If you could develop something that's going to be Hine, Lamani Bresh Shazu. So, Rosu Dokhan didn't shove it. Vashne Rakhtil Bermazos, Kumal Mesek Deru. Shabrais is Kiris Shneim. Who adinami? Lechol Dabrishu Mazon. Vederk Lechol Lamazon. Kumal Pinsa. Shmavrach Lechol Bermazos. Amazing, amazing sheep.
What about the next meaning?
Yeah, Pas makes it worse. We're talking about Tafshal. This is Tafshal. The pas is the worst stuff. Tafshal, though, is amazing. If you make the tafshal out of that, you're going to say Amazonas. Now, the question is, what do we see in the Rush, Sam? The Rush, we said, Beferish says what? And the Slach points this out. He's Kolek, and he says what? What did he say, we said? What did we say he said? Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure what the Rush holds. Does he hold like a Bina Yonah? That Lamaisa, Komashu, Mazin, is Mazonas, or is it only Oriz V'Dochim? He's not sure. Yes? Remember that? The Beis Yosef was not sure what the Rush said. Does he hold like a minute or not? So the Bir Halacha says the Beis Yosef was not sure because he didn't have the Tzitzit Rush. Tzitzit Rush writes Beferish that what? On the other stuff you say, Brei Minim Mazonos. Yes? But what do we say in the Rush? The Rush himself in the Simonim. What Simon was it, Sam? Simon Ches. He writes black and white, you don't say Mazonos. It's only limited to Oriz V'Dochim. No? He says Beferish, the Rush himself. Again, you have Rabbi Yonah, you have the Tzitzit Rush, and you have the Rush. Rabbeinu Yonah extends it outside of what? Outside of Oriz V'Dochen. Even other things that are Muslim, you would say Mizonos on, if it's in a Tafsha. Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure whether Rush agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah or not. Because Rush writes Beferish, he says Mizonos. But we pointed out the Rush in the Simonim here in the back. Yeah, we went through it, Ash. You remember this? What did he say? He said Beferish, Lamaisa. Dafka Dochen. Only those things. The Rush seems to be chay like the Beferish, the Slach says. But the Tais Rush says Beferish like Rabbeinu Yonah. So you have like a steer in the Rush and someone with the Tais Rush. But please get it. This amazing thing. I want you to look up that Bir Halacha over Shabbos, guys. Dibur Maskel Al. Simin Reish Ches, Sif Ches, Maskel Al. Where he has this tremendous Chiddush that there, in fact, might be other ingredients that would get you a mazonos if you made a tafshal. Reish ches sif ches dir masko al. This is what he wants to tie in. Okay. So it's really a very big chiddush. You're going out of kol shechamish aminim, you're going out of orez v'dalchin, and you're going into other things as well. Kidneys. Okay, what number? That was 12, 13. Why is solus in the middle of the list of things that are weak, that are smashed up? Why on earth is it there? Fine flour? Very bizarre, no? Why is it in that list, Lamites? Because it's listing all different types of wheat, fifth, fourth, third, and then all of a sudden you see fine flour. The Chodesh Aviv asked that kasha. Mechatesi, you find such a thing. It's a great kasha, right? All the other things on the list are cut up wheats. Are they a second, third, fourth, you know? So he answers like this. The Tana was Mesader Lefi, what is most common? Now, Chilkin and Tirgus are the most common because they're half and then third. Someone wants to be Tarech, Litchon Hetev. When it gets to that area of Zaris and Arson, you know, in the middle, Solus is more common than that. People usually don't get so finicky that they what? That they break it down to what? Arson is what? Into fifth, Lamaisa, right? Targas, right? You have Elan Lamaisa, Chilka. Chilka was what? Two. Targas is into three. Then you have Solus, you have Zaris, which is four, and Arson is into five.
I'm saying, like, once you get to that middle stage, like, most people would just make it into flour at that point.
Yeah, or they would just eat the wheat. You know, they're not so finicky and eat it like that. That's what he wants at Taina. Correct. That's what he wants at Taina, the safer. And this works well with the parish of Rashi and Lloyd Cotton. We said it's not Rashi there, it's the compilation of Rishonim. Okay, Rashi is a separate safer from Mosefus Moy Cotton. Okay. Fine. That answers which one? That answers why it says that in the middle. So it's all common. And after the first two, actually, is it the first two or the three? Chilka is what? Two. Targus is three. Yeah, two and three. And then Solus in the middle and four and five. Correct. Okay. That's 13, 14. What is the Kavana of Lo Klum? Give three pshatim. Lama Nikra of Lo Klum. Why would you call the bracha Brinafash is Lo Klum? It's a nothing. It's not a nothing. It's a bracha to Hashem. Why would you call it Lo Klum? So let's get this. We offer three pshatim while the Bryce says Lo Klum. Okay? I want you to get it. You can have a whole shtickle turn just on the bracha Brinafash. You go slow. You can say a shir in your shul for 15 minutes just on the bracha Brinafash. We had two pshatim why it's Brinafash and the first question. Now we have this question. So the Rif and the Rosh say Beferish. Halacha lemaisa, that the cloud is low klum is always means brain of fashal. So what does it mean? So Rashi says very simple, Usher. Low klum means it has nothing to do with the Paris, Mavarchas Paris, Eretz Yisrael. That's brachachas main shalosh. Brain of fashal is a global type of brach in the sense, does not hone in and focus on Paris, Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, that's what it means, v'lo klum. V'lo klum, it's no mentioning at all, nothing at all, of Paris, Meretz, Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, that's Rashi. Rashi says. Rashi says, Beferish. Okay? The Rif and the Rosh spell out that v'lo klum is brain of fossils. Okay?
But doesn't that have to do with Paris and Meretz, Yisrael?
That's what Rashi says. Correct. The Rashba in the Tshuvas says a different shot. You know what v'lo klum means? Usually when you say the bracha there, it always mentions what the bracha is. What the chef says, is it a mitzvah? Is it Paris? Right? Even Shahako, you're talking about, you know, it's kol all the things you're nene from. Brain of Fush is nothing like that. Doesn't mention at all the thing you're nene from. You don't even say it as an umbrella. But rather, it's focusing on what we said from the Rashba, that Hashem creates many souls, and they're lacking greatly. Okay? That's why we call Brain of Fush V'lo Klum. What does V'lo Klum mean? Really, they really have nothing, and they need the world for Hashem. Shem gives them the world that they should be able to clean up and, you know, mashlim their, like, low klum existence. That's the second shot, Rashba. Three is the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says, you know what? How do you know, how do the Rishonim say it means, doesn't mean Patel Lagamri. Maybe it means what it means. Maybe it means literally there is no Brach Achrona. And he says that's from the Gemara Mem Dal and Beis, which we saw, that there are Moraim that said you don't actually say Brenna Foshas on vegetables and water. Right, Sam? You only say it on meat and eggs. So maybe V'lo Klum is according to those sheetahs, Lomaisa, the Karaman Rishon is Klo Lukum Shal Braisa. At that time, Lomaisa, it was actually nothing. Later on, the Brisa became Lamaisa, that we accept upon ourselves that, you know, we say brachas, brinifos, and everything, but maybe Lamaisa, we paskin like the Zomorim, the Doros Achronim, that say it on everything. But the bottom line is there was a time period where there was no bracha achrona said on everything. And maybe that's what the Brisa is picking up on, below plume, literally. Okay. That is the Vilna Gaon in Simen Reish Ches Osyut Tes. We actually had a fourth shot, and the Alfasi Zuta said that v'lo klum means it doesn't pater any other bracha, and that's the way we paskin. Or other brachas are motzi dechova b'diavad ganvarim acherim, shahako paters everything, pri pri adama paters eitz, pri pri eitz paters wine, and we had that machlokas, brachas bracha in sholosh, lomaisa. Remember we said it's a big shayla if you said alamichi is a bracha rishona, would that be good? To that degree. Remember we said that? Whether you yatz or not. The Shari Tshuva discussed that to that great degree. Brain of Fosh's pater is nothing. Doesn't pater another bracha at all, halacha l'maisa. Even if it was made a mistake, nothing. Brain of Fosh covers nothing else. That's why it's called v'lo klum. That's a fourth shot. I asked only for what? For three, but you look at four. That's 14, 15. What does Tysus and Rishonim ask on the story of Gamliel Rabbi Kiva? They all ask the same kasha. We have a famous klal in Chulin. What da'ach? Kuvav amarav, I think. Says, Ein mezamen al haperos. If they're eating dates, what is he asking for them to do zimun on dates? All the Rishonim are bothered by that kasha. Okay? When I say all the Rishonim, Tysus, Talmid Rabbi Yoyne, Shem the Chachin Lunil, they all ask this kasha. Clear? How could it be that you invite someone to do zimun on something while you have this paris? Okay, that's what the Rishonim were asking on Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva. Okay, clear? Okay, let's get it. That's 15. 16. All the Rishonim were asking, why did Rav Gamliel Akiva invite Rabbi Kiva to start leading the benching when the fact of the matter is that what? Is that there's a din of Ein Mezamen al haperos. All you had was what? All you had was dates. That's 15. Okay? 16. What's the Teretz of Tysus? The Teretz of Tysus is as follows. The Teretz of Tysus is that Rav Gamliel is going to Shitaso. That in fact we are Mizamnan al haperos. Ein Mizamnan al haperos, that famous line from Kulan Kuvamah, is according to the Chachamim. However, Lamaisa, the Chachamim hold, you say a bracha on Paris main Shalosh. If it's needed, Lamaisa. It's from the Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, from the Tainim. Bracha achas mein shalosh, there's no din zimun. So Rabbi Kiva, when he was barach mein shalosh, he was birach la'atzmo. So that's the machlokes. Whether ein mezamen al haperos is according to the chachamim, yes. According to Gamliel, it's mezamen al haperos. Yes, Natan. Go ahead. Okay, good. Yes, Jacob.
Isn't that specific? Aren't we saying it's specifically for the Zayin Minim? Like, Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't hold in general.
No, means Zayin Minim. Correct. Yes. That's correct. That is correct.
You agree that Ein Mezamen al haperos in general is not a Zayin Minim.
That's correct. Yeah, but what Tosfos focus on that cloud of Ein Mezamen al haperos, Lafi, Rav Gamliel, by Shiva Minim, is Mezamen al haperos. That's all I'm saying. Mezamen al haperos is on the Shiva Minim. Okay, that's 16, 17. What's the Teretz of the Rivi? The Rivi, quoted by the Rashba, we saw it inside, said it's a bread meal. You're eating the dates as a dessert in the bread meal, and he claims that just like what? Just like your chayv in Zimun al Pas, right? Remember we said Gilgal? Just like your chayv Zimun al Pas, your chayv on what? Just your chayv Zimun al Pas, your chayv on what? On the pears as well. Remember if wine's brought to you at the end of the meal, you need to say a bracha on the wine and also you say a bracha achrona before you even bench, lomaisa. So too by the pears. You'll have one guy say the bracha on the pears as well, halach lomaisa. So the rabbi makes it a kimta, and he says that Lamaisin makes a lot of sense that you should what? You should bench, because Lamaisin, it's a bread meal, and you're having Paris at the end, and just like one guy leads the benching for everyone, one guy leads the Bracha Achron on the Paris on behalf of everyone. Yeah, Al-Aitz, it'll be Al-Aitz here. Al-Aitz, Val-Pri-Aitz. Remember we stressed that, what? I can't hear you.
What
According to Rabbi Gamliel, you have to what? You have to bench on Paris, Lamaisa, right? You have to bench on Paris, right? You have to bench on Paris. So just like your Mizamen Ali Day Pass, You're mezamen what? You're mezamen al aperish just as well. And that's the bracha at the end, l'maisa. Right? That's the bracha at the end. The bracha at the end is who's going to lead who, l'maisa. Who's going to lead who? Rabbi Kiva was of the opinion that what? There's no din zimun on peiris, right? Remember we said you're not going to bench twice.
You just do the suda.
Right, but you're having a bread meal. But you're having dates at the end. So theoretically, you should bench on the dates. You should bench on the bread. You don't bench twice. Only bench once. Rabbi Kiva says you don't bench at all. You only see Allah eats. Valpriya eats. That's why he wanted Rabbi Gamliel wanted him to what? Wanted him to say, wanted him to... He wanted him to bench on the whole thing, Lamaisa.
Rabbi
Kiva again was saying...
And then bench afterwards.
No, Rabbi Kiva was saying Allah eats, Valpriya eats. Remember we said that halacha?
Yes.
Benching, they would bench at the end, Lamaisa. But he first, Rabbi Kiva, it was the end, but Rabbi Kiva says, first we need a bracha achron on the peiris. Rabbi Gamliel said, Lamaisa, do one benching. Rabbi Gamliel wanted him to bench,
right.
Because it was bench, you have to bench on the dates and on the bread.
Right.
But he wanted to say, you're not going to bench twice, so leave the benching for everything. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I want to first say what? I'll eat, I'll pray eight on the what? On the dates, and then we'll bench afterwards with the zimun.
Okay?
And that's why Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiva said what he said. Halacha Lamaisa. Remember we said we don't pass like this whole thing, because on desserts we just let the benching at the end cover everything. You got me, Noam? Okay? That was the Nakuda according to who? According to the Raivan. That's 17. 18. What was the Teretz of the Miri B'Shem Ayesh Meforshim? The Miri said, what is the definition of Ein Mezamen Ela Peiros? What is the definition of Zamdan of Paris? One guy is not Mechuyud L'maisa to wait for the other two guys to do a Zimun. And the Zamdan doesn't say Navarach and the people don't answer in Baruch Ruch Shemo. But can one guy say the Bracha on behalf of everyone else? Of course he can. Therefore, there's no Kasha. Don't tell me him is Zamdan of Paris. Him is Zamdan of Paris, but you don't have to do a Zimun on Paris. One guy doesn't have to wait. You don't have to do the framework. But if one guy wants to say Al-Aitz for everyone else, because they're right, you can do it. And that's exactly what was being done here. That's where Gamliel was asking for it to be done. Allah Lamas. It just happens to be with benching. Yes. Yes. What is the whole definition of Ein Mezamen Ela Peiros? Ein Mezamen Ela Peiros is just talking about a detail. The details are not, there's no chiv to do Zimun on Peiros. There's no chiv to say the Baruch Hashem Nimrech, to do all that. That's all it means. But the notion of having one guy say the Bracha may have everyone else, that exists by Peiros. No problem. So therefore, that's all Gamliel was asking. You, Rabbi Kiva, bench on behalf, say the bracha on behalf of everyone. That's all. That's all I'm asking you to do. See, we thought in Zamen Ela Peiros, man, the whole thing doesn't work, right? That's not true. It does work. Just the other details you don't have a chiv to do it, and you don't have to say Rabbi Sinai Merech. That's all. Okay, that answers what? 18, 19. What was the sheet of the Mukia Griv, B'Shem Rav Yah, B'Shem Rav Haigon? Remember what they paskin? No, on what they paskin, that there is zimun, you have to do zimun on the shivas aminim. On the shivas aminim, sarich l'zamein. Therefore, Tais Kasha doesn't start at all. Shivas aminim, l'maisa, there is no din, ein mezamen ela peiros. Ein mezamen ela peiros is on oranges and peaches, right? And you know, tangerines, whatever, all the fruits in the world. But then the shivas aminim, what's the din? Mezamen, excellent. Very good. Okay. That answers number 19. Okay, 20. What was Tosis asking and answering Legabe Kos? And what do we prove from here? Legabe Shitas goes Legabe Kos no Bracha. So Tosis asked a revolving door question. Right? What do I mean by a revolving door? It's a cycle. It's a cycle. Tosis asked, Shivas Aminim. Lamaisa, Tosis asks, "Ein Mezamen Ela Peiros?" Tosis answers, "Lamaisa, he wasn't saying it for him. What? Rav Gamliel held Mezamen Ela Peiros." Then Tosis asks, "I don't understand. If you hold Mezamen Ela Shivas Aminim, and you require bracha tuna kos every time you bench, you're going to need a kos. Then you should be Mezamen forever and ever, forever and ever. There's a vicious cycle." So Tosis says, "The other guys don't need a drink." Tosis says, "That doesn't help you. The guy himself's got a drink." So you see from Tosis, what do we point out? That even as an individual when you bench, you need what? You need a kosher bracha. Even as an individual. That's what we pointed out. At that time we said, Mishra is different minhagim. Some do a kosher bracha only on when? Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some do it only when there's a zimun, and some, I guess, do it all the time when they bench individually.
Why is that not
okay? Because Tosfos says, Lamaisa, Yizamnum Lyoilam. So what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers, they don't have to drink. But then the next line of Tosfos says, Nikom Kom, the guy who's Mavarach Osa Tam has to say the bracha.
Yeah.
So isn't that a vicious cycle, Lamaisa?
Yeah, but he says it with Zimun, he's not saying he can say it by himself. He's saying everyone else doesn't have to drink it, but there's still everyone else.
I don't know, he says, Ain't the Dover Sof. He didn't say what you said. If you were right, Noam, you should have said that. That's why we said from Tais, get the impression is no matter what, Lamaisel, also I'm a Varech, he has to be torn whether you have a Zimun or whether you don't have a Zimun.
No.
Other, Zimun. No, if you're right, then Tais should have said that. Then it's not a vicious cycle. That's what one theoretically could have said, but Tais doesn't say that. Right, that's what some Gedolei Acharonim point out. You see from Tosfos holds that even as an individual lamaisa, even a sole individual, he will what? You will have a kosher bracha. That's what you see from the Tosfos, and that was Tosfos what? That was Tosfos' amazing what? Amazing chiddush. That's what comes out of Tosfos' amazing chiddush. Seems like lamaisa. Tosfos says very strongly that even a yachid lamaisa will what? Remember, we pointed that out lamaisa. Who we pointed out from lamaisa? Yeah, Marsha. He's the great Gedolei Acharonim to Mechavi and Tosfos. Because of Marsha, Shmuvurach and Shidus Dosh, Shabrachas Mal Tuna Kos Biyachid even. Marsha says it. Okay. Even though we said Tosfos says himself, the Minig is not knowing like that, but okay. The Rashbam says, Rabbi Yechiel says it. Mishabruna says many people are makel as a yachid. Okay, I never saw it as a yachid people doing that. Okay. All right, that answers number what? Number 20, 21. What did the Rishash ask on Tosfos? The Rishash asked on Tosfos the following. Let's say what Tosfos says. What is Tosfos' answer? It'll be a vicious cycle forever and ever. The guy's going to what? Have to say a kos. What's the answer? The answer is that what? You're not going to drink a bekvias. You only drink a mali lugmuv. You drink only a cheekful, Rav Gamliel is moda, that what? That you don't say Birkas HaMazel. And if you don't say like that, right? Dim Lokein, then Rav Gamliel never will have Bracha Achas Min Shalt B'Shum Makom. B'Shum Makom. What's B'Shum Makom? In any situation. So, we thought it meant, like Noam said, that it meant on wine you'll never say Alakafen, Priyakafen. Evidently, Tosfos understood, not evidently, the Rishash understood that Tosfos meant any time. You're never going to say Bracha Achas Min Shalosh. Anytime at all. That's the case where Shah says, look at the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Beferish in Amud Beis, that Rav Gamliel has what? That Rav Gamliel has the Bracha of what? When it's past Ochen or is with Ochen, he says Bracha Achas Min Shalosh. What do you mean you never say it? That's number one Kasha. What's number two Kasha? What's number two Kasha, the Rishash? When the Gemara asks the Kasha and Amud Beis, it's still Rav Gamliel. If what Anko Sevis and Dicey benches, then what? If Anko Sevis and Dicey benches, how much more so on the Prusus Kayamos Rav Gamliel should bench? So if the Tana was Rav Gamliel, it doesn't jive. What do you mean it doesn't jive? Why can't you just very easily say that he wasn't Bekvius? It's a great Kasha. The Gemara could have said it wasn't Mikvias, Lamaisa. If it wasn't Mikvias, the Gemara says, why would you say Bracha Achas Min Shalosh? I mean, you should have to say what? Shalosh Brachas? No, it's not Mikvias. Don't say Shalosh Brachas. It's a great two kashas, the Rishash. Okay? We pointed out that maybe you could say that he didn't have the Girsa. The roommate saw that didn't have the Girsa. We didn't have the Girsa. He didn't have that last line in the Brisa, and then we said the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Remember, we were bothered by that? If you don't have that Girsa, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Very difficult, Lamaisa. And then maybe we also brought up the possibility of that re. Remember the re said a suffix was included in what? Remember he thought it was included in that cloud of Kol Min Dug Lasu Pas? Yeah? We said that maybe this Tosfos didn't have that, maybe this Tosfos didn't have the Girsa, didn't have that what? Last line there. Maybe didn't have that last line, much like Tosfos said, you don't have that last line. How do you work the shock of the Tarya? But Pashup Shah, that's what the Netzivit said. Maybe you didn't have that gears. But how to read the Gemara is going to be very difficult. Okay? Because that was the punchline in the Brice. Harabun, and that last line is the punchline. So So if you don't have that, I mean, what are you going to say? But the bottom line is that, Lamaisa, if you didn't have that girsa, that's maybe what you could suggest, Lamaisa. If you didn't have that girsa, maybe that's what you could suggest in that din. Okay, so those are the two kashas of the Rishash. Please get them. Halacha Lamaisa. If you don't have that girsa, I mean, how do you read the whole Gemara? Very difficult. Okay, what number? We said maybe it has the Chachamim, not the Rambam. We only figured out it wrong. That answers number 21. So when I said Ma Rishashu Al Tez, he has two kashas. Okay, 22. What's the Shtir Shtia to be Chayiv and Bracha Achrona? For food, it's a Kazayas. Any food to eat, you need a Kazayas. Any food to eat, you need a Kazayas. So Lach Alomais. To say Bracha Achrona. What about for drinking? What about for drinking? Lomaisa, what do you need? So Tosa says, all you need is a Mala Lugmav. All you need is a Mala Lugmav to generate Bracha Achrona Shalos. Get that down, Sam. All you need is a Mala Lugmav. Tosas and Yuma said, I'm not sure. We need a Kazayas or Kaveya. Tosas and Yuma, I ain't testing out. What does the Shinu Gebetza say? What does the Shinu Gebetza say? You need a Revis. You need a Revis or more. That's what we pass it. Allah Lomaisa, you need a Revis or more. Like we have a Surin too. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You either drink less than a kezias when you displace the olive in the water, or what? Or more than a revis. Mala Lugmav is right in the middle between a kezias and a what? A revis, yes? Yes, start the whole thing again. What does Taisa say? If you drink Mala Lugmav, what's a din? What's a din if you drink Mala Lugmav? Not coming to the kviyas. You say, I brought Hakakam and Charles. Taisa just rolling along says that. Is that true? Tyson Yuma says, I'm not sure. Is the shear for Bracha Achrona Kazayas or Kaveya? But it's not sure is exactly that. And the Shinu Gebetza says, the shear is a what? It's Revis. Like we find by Surim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Either drink less than a Revis, less than a Kazayas. Everyone asks, how do you have a Kazayas? Because you displace it in the water. You guys know chemistry, right? Torah Mata. You get credit for Torah Mata, the mice, right? You got it? So either you drink what? More than a revis or less than a what? Less than a gazayas. To get out of Sveikis. Please get it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That Tyson can miss. Tyson's trying to give an answer, but he throws in there Mala Lugmav. Remember I said for Mala Lugmav? Don't just do that for Kiddush and Avdala. You're not Yotzeh. If you just drink a Mala Lugmav for Avdala, you're not Yotzeh for Kiddush. You got to drink more than that. It's a suffix. It's not right. A lot of guys with these shot glasses, they don't drink a full what? They don't drink a full, more than a revis. Mala Lugmav is not enough, halacha l'maisa. Even though Artai says it's enough. If you guys missed that, he says it beferish. Yeah? I thought you need more than that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that.
I thought, based on what you're saying, the Eno shows that the Kriyas is rock Mala Lugmav, meaning that the Mala Lugmav is not a Kriyas. That wouldn't necessarily require a Bracha. Sure it would, l'maisa.
It wouldn't require benching, but it would require a bracha achrona. Okay, very good. Your shivat varim b'chacham. Your moed al emes. Mishnah novus. Shivat varim b'chacham. Moed al emes. Jake was moed when he was moed. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Nate?
Is there a shivat between requiring bracha and requiring benching?
What'd you say?
No. Shivat requiring benching.
What, for benching? You don't bench for drinking. Right? Halacha l'maisa. You don't bench for drinking.
According to
this Tosfos,
you do.
Yeah, according to Rav Gamliel, but we're not going like Rav Gamliel.
According to this Tosfos, there's two different shear. There's a shear for refining Rav Korban, and a shear for refining Rav Muslim.
No, Tosfos writes, if you drink a Mala Lugmav from Gamliel's Moda, you don't bench, but you say Alamichia. Mala Lugmav. And on that Nakuda, we don't paskin like that. We paskin a Mala Lugmav is not enough. It's a suffix. Mala Lugmav is right between a Kazayas and Revis.
I'm not talking about how you paskin. According to Rav Gamliel.
Yes.
It's a shear for, I'm trying to understand. No, according to this, there's only one shear.
More, if you drink more than a, Tosa's assumption is, the kvias is, it's a revis, let's say. He doesn't say revis. Okay. If you don't drink the revis, if you don't drink the kvias, which translates to what? Mala Lugmav.
Right. Then you
implication being that if you drank the kvias, it would be a revis. He doesn't speak it out, but that's what he means. That's a good horror, what you're saying. Okay, you know him. You got it? You need tissue. You got it? Okay. Yes, Benji, real quick. Go ahead. A what? Two kazayas is our abaya. I don't know. Ravis is more than a kazayas. Okay? I don't know how it relates to a kabaya. Okay. Not sure.
Okay? What's the svara for saying if you drink a very tiny amount, not to say a bracha for that? Why?
You need a shear.
But then why? Like for
you don't have to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The mandate to praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to have a shear.
But I'm saying bracha
rishona. Aser lon, it's an iser. You know, aser lon only holds to a bracha. It's not that since birkas shevach v'odah. Birkas nenin is different than birkas shevach v'odah. The mandate to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu is different. Now let's look up that over the weekend. Did you look it up? Oh, good. Get it down. Ravis is a bay and a half. A bay is two kazes. So Ravis is a bay and a half, you said?
Yes.
A Ravis is a bay and a half. That makes sense. Okay, because it's more than a kazes, but not doubled. It's not double. It's more. Okay. Thank you, Nate. What'd you get from Rav Google?
I got it from
Rav Sfaria.
Mishnah Berurah 486.1.
Excellent. Tough Kaf Ches. Very good.
It's like 3.8 ounces.
Oh, yeah, we discussed the shear.
Yeah.
Ravis. Different shear. Chazanish, we said, it's 5.7, 5.1.
Chazanish is the biggest shear, but
Reb Moshe holds four. It's Reb Chaim Noah, then it's Reb Chaim Noah, Reb Moshe, and the Chazanish. Okay.
Reb Noah says 3 ounces, Chazanish says 5.3 ounces, Reb Moshe says 3.3 ounces.
3.3?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, very good.
That's it. It's also wrong.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Nate. What number are we up to? Let's go.
We're up to number 23.
That was 22, number 23. What are two terutzim the Kasha of Tozer Gamliel is menu is I'm sorry. I wrote that wrong. I transposed the mem and zayin. Yizamenu. What are two other answers to that kasha? Not Tosis kasha. Sam, what do we say? Remember the Bahag and this amazing Kiddush? That the Birkas Amazon that you say goes on the wine you drink afterwards. That's how the Rosh said in Erev Sukkot Simin Yud. Again, Nate, there's two other answers to the kasha that you are ending up this vicious cycle. One is the Bahag. Remember the Bahag had that amazing answer? That he says the Birkas Amazon that you say will work as a bracha korban on the kosher you drink after you said the benching. It's a chiddush nifla. Kivi, you got me? That's what the Rosh says in Simin Yud. Then we had one other answer that what? That kosher bracha is only when you have bread. That was the other answer we had. Okay, the kosher bracha is only when you have bread. Lo tiknu. That was Taisus. Taisus Msachem Kufayim Bay. It says a Birkas HaMazon Tuna Kos. Well, Takana that a Birkas HaMazon requires Kos is when you actually had a bread meal. When you had other meals, that even if you hold it requires benching, they didn't misaki kosher bracha on anything else but pas. Okay, that answers number 23. 24. What did Taisus ask on Rabbi Kiva Legabe Main Shalosh? And what did he answer? I want you to write this down, Tosas and Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. So you'll remember it. Tosa Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. Okay? Tosa Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. What does he say? He's bothered by Akasha. Rabbi Kiva on that Mishnah says what, Nate? Says what, Sam? Even if you cook vegetables, the Muslim, you have to bench. Rabbi Kiva has a very, very wide scope of what to bench. Even on schlock, he says you bench. Amazing, no? So what? If that's the case, what's going on here? Taisus asks, what's going on here, Lamas? Even Shlak you bench on. So why on earth is he on date saying, Brach Achas Mein Shalosh? It's a very strong kasha, Taisus kasha. But it's not on our daf. That's what you have to know a lot of times. You got to know Shas. You got to know that the sugyas what? That are what? You got to know the sugyas that are connected with that sugya. You don't have to go daf al daf. You look up the different daf when you're doing that sugya. That's how you remember things, okay? So when you're doing Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, you do Mem Dalet. What are the answers? Let's go. Taisus' answer is like this. Taisus says a beautiful answer. And the answer is that Rabbi Kiva says, Koveya Mizono. Only when you're Koveya Mizono do you say three brachas. Here you are not Koveya and Kosovos. Okay, it's a Bechiddush. You got the impression from the story you were Koveya Suda. You were not Koveya Suda on Kotavot, dates. He says you were not Koveya. Rabbi Kiva only has his Kiddush of benching when you're Koveya Suda. You weren't Koveya Suda here. Kan lo Kaval Suda. Remember we said that? Rabbi Yudah Chassid said the same Kiddush. Hafilu Acho Shlak, Vuhum is Zono. What is Vuhum is Zono? When you did Kedei Sovo. But we thought that was a big chiddush because it's Pashup Shad Agamari. They're sitting down having dates. No? No, don't you give that impression? But that was the chiddush of where? Toys is what daf? Mem Dal Amar Alf.
Maybe you could say that by the case of Lamentai, they weren't Kobeya Suda on the Kuzmos. They might have eaten it as part of a Suda, but that wasn't what they were Kobeya Suda on. Over here, when
seems like they were. Seems like they were Kobeya Suda.
Specifically on the
seems Kuzmos. That way, no? Seems they were all together and they had Kuzmos. Okay. Toys has his chiddush. That's the answer of who? Toys, that's 24. 25. What does the Rashba say in order to answer the Kasha and Rabbi Kiva? So the Rashba says he likes Tais's answer, but he says, I'd like to say something more, which we would like, who are we to say, but fit our Gemara. He says, even if you're Koveya Suda Kotavos, let's assume you're Koveya Suda Kotavos. So why did he say Mein Shalosh? Because Rabbi Kiva had a personal opinion, but he didn't hold of his personal opinion practically. Rabbi Kiva had his own personal opinion that you should say what, even on Shlak, benching. But he himself did not do that. Practically, he held like the Chachamim said, amazing. And therefore, just like Rabbi Gamliel, he said, the Meiri quotes these two Terutzim. This is a very interesting answer, but we said the answer is very mistabri because you have to box in the Argamar and say that what? That it was not, you were not Kovei Kvias on the dates. Even if you were Kovei Kvias on the dates, Rabbi Kiva was not going to say against the Chachamim. That was the spirit of what he held. Very interesting, Mois. It really contrasts because he really held like Rav Gamliel on this, right? But he says, I don't do it practically. You follow me? Okay. That answer is 25. 26. What is the beer of the Lashon Kafatz? And I don't mean just jumping, okay? I mean, I want to know what the pshat behind this of Kafatz is. So the Meiri said, and then he jumped and he kind of like isolated himself and he said the bracha for himself. He was only miskaven to say the bruch for himself. He was not miskaven lezamin lahotzi acherim, like Taisus. Like that's exactly what Taisus says. Basically, the same thing. That's the pshat in the Meiri. But the Tzlach said a little bit more than that. More than a little bit more. A beautiful pshat. Here's a nice pshat too. But the Tzlach's a little bit more ba'amkis, and he says that the word kafetz means really you jump. It means quickly, and you jump b'chipazon. And Rabbi Kiva acted in this way, the kavod of the Nasi, Rabban Gamliel. That's why it's called Rabban. Because if he would have delayed and say, oh, let me ponder what bracha I should say. You know what would happen? Immediately when he would say, Baruch Atah, you know who's going to interrupt him? Rabbi Gamliel. Because what is Rabbi Gamliel expecting him to hear? Rabosai, Nivarech. That's what he's expecting to hear. And instead he hears Baruch, Atah, and therefore he's going to mafsik him right then and there. And if he ignores Rav Gamliel, it's going to be like a complete rebellion in his face. Really disrespectful. So Rabbi Kiva didn't want that. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? He did it b'chipazon. He did it very quickly, Baruch Atah Hashem. And even though he said Baruch Atah Hashem, even Rav Gamliel is not going to be mafsik him because Rav Gamliel doesn't want him to cause a what? A Baruch HaLevatoa. So it would minimize the disrespect to what? To Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, Lamaisa, Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't be mafsik him, and he wouldn't be what? Wouldn't create a scenario where he was going to be rebelling against him and being disrespectful. It's a very powerful pshat, Lamaisa. And this is what I want to bring out, Lamaisa, as to what the word kafetz is. Everyone got that? Is that clear? That's the din kafetz. Okay. That's 26. 27. What is the kasha, the Chafetz Hashem? Chafetz Hashem was written by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. I want you to get that down. It was written. Remember, sure, I wasn't sure. He wrote the Rishon LeZion. He also wrote the Chafetz Hashem too. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh wrote that as well. He wrote that Sefer as well.
So
okay.
Right.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. So, what does the Chafetz Hashem say in the Shnos Eliyahu's written by the Vilna Gaon? What kind of statement is that Rav Gamliel says to Rabbi Kiva? Until when are you going to put your head in the machlokes? Even when you say Shalosh Brachos, you'd be machlis rosh ben machlokes. What could he have done to not get embroiled in the machlokes? This is the kasha, the Chavat Hashem, and the Shnos Eliyahu. Okay? That is number 27. Okay? What else was he supposed to do? Okay, 28.
That was it. Just
I want to know what the kasha was. Correct. What is the kasha? I mean, the kasha is, what is he supposed to do? The other option, even by saying Shalosh Brachos, wouldn't that be machnis himself into a machlekes? That would be machnis himself into a machlekes, no doubt. Okay? So that answers number 27. 28. Give two terutzim of the kasha al machnis Rosh Chabin HaMachlekes. You got that? Number one, the Chofetz Hashem. What does the Chofetz Hashem write? Nerucham HaKadosh. That the din of Brachas Mein Shalos does not pater Birkas HaMazon. But, on the other hand, Birkas HaMazon paters what? Get this down in the title. Birkas HaMazon paters Mein Shalos. Excellent. This is what he held, even though we don't pass him like this. So therefore, Gamliel said, in order to get your ahead of the Machlekes, what should Rabbi Kiva have done? Say the Sefer Bracha. What would be the Sefer Bracha? What'd you say? Birkas HaMazon. Excellent. Birkas HaMazon would have been the Sefer Bracha. So that's what you really should have done, Lamaisa. You got upset with him. Yes? Even though you got to say Brachas Mein Shalos, but the best bet would be this. You'd be Yaitse. Halach Lamaisa. You would have been Yaitse. Yeah? The fact that he said Brachas Mein Shalos put you into a big machlekes. What does Rabbi Kiva say back to him? You know what? Does not, because I hold Yochid Rab and Halach what? Halach Kirab. So if I hold Yochid Rab and Halach Kirab, I did nothing wrong. And as we said, it says Shulchan Aruch Reish Ches Siv Zayin that Shalach Brachos does not pater Mein Shalos at all. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. Fine. Now in the Sefer Rishon LeZion. Okay. He also quotes this Teretz because he wrote also the Chofetz Hashem. Lamaisa, but he says this Teretz is assuming that Birkas HaMazon covers everything, and we don't hold like that. So Lamaisa, we got to come up with another Teretz. So the Rishon LeZion writes in the Pesach Einayim, who's the Chidah, they say a second shot. What is that second shot? What about communication? Why didn't he communicate? Why didn't he communicate and say, listen, what am I supposed to do? Why, Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Kiva, why didn't you communicate to me and say, ask me what am I supposed to do? You know, we jumped into it in Paskin La'alacha, and you should have asked someone. So he says back to him, what are you talking about? I don't have a shiloh. So I do a Yochid Ram Halach Karabim. I didn't have to ask you a shiloh. I know Yochid Ram Halach Karabim. Okay. That is two terutzim. That's number 28. 29. Give two other terutzim to this kasha. We had four terutzim total. What the law, what it means. So the Shnos said, the Al notes or Chaim say that Rabbi Gamliel says that what bracha do you say on Tamarim? Benching. What did the Gemara say on Dafid Beis? Bidiyevit, if you bench on dates, it's what? It's good, Bidiyevit. So maybe what it's saying is the following. If there's a machlaikis in a suffake, how the halacha should be, that's considered to be Bidiyevit. So you should have said, Birkas HaMazon, you be Yotze B'dievin according to all the Shittas. Mashen came, if you say Brach Achaz Mein Sholos, you're not Yotze B'chlal according to Rav Gamliel. So, in other words, you got this? In other words, it's a beautiful shot. Rav Gamliel, what B'dievin said, Rav Gamliel holds, you could say benching on the dates, and we hold like that B'dievin, so you could have said something, you'd be totally fine. Now you're really messed up by saying Alamichim, or saying Alayetz or Alpriyetz. And he says back to him, it's not true. Yochid Rab, Halach Rabim, why should I have to go down that road? Let me what? Let me hold like the Rabim and say Alam Lichyah. Nothing wrong with that. You have to say it was a whole Chiddush Lamaisin. It's all Chiddush. You know, just say Lamaisin, that it works B'dievin. And Lamaisin, that would have been what we all this B'dievin Lamaisin. That would have been the best thing to do, Allah, even though he holds the Chachil himself tomorrow. But at least pretty evident you hold like that. That would have been the best bet. Okay. And then one other answer, Mr. Brura, in the Shar Atzin, Simikuf Samaches, Os Ayin Aleph. It's Geshmak. You look up the Bir Alochas and the Shar Atzin, you know what Gemara is he's referring to. So what does the Mr. Brura say? You need to, the case was you ate what? How much did you eat? Kinei Sphere. When you eat Kinei Sphere, what does that make you? Chayv Nirais in the bench. Correct. Shalosh Brachos. So he says, the Savik Deraisa, what on earth are you doing by saying Alamichya? What are you doing? It's a Savik Deraisa, we have to bench. Just say Shalosh Brachos. He says, not a suffix. It is not a suffix, Rav Gamliel. And therefore, the brachas vadai main shalom, so it's not an issue of suffix deraisa. And you're wrong, Lamaisa. He says, you're wrong. Okay? That answers that kasha. That's 29. 30. What does the Rishas ask on Rav Gamliel, and what is the answer? Rishas says, I can't believe Rav Gamliel gave permission to Rabbi Akiva to leave the benching. Who should he have given permission to? Mishnah Majah Shein. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was there, so was Rabbi Yeshua. Why do you give it to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yeshua was the Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of who? Who was Rabbi Yeshua the Rebbe of? Rabbi Akiva. So why are you giving it to the Talmud and not the Rebbe? Plus the fact Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What? No, Rameir was a Talmud, Lamaisa. Rameir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, correct. So why would you give it to the Talmud in front of Rabbi, give it to Rabbi Shua? And number two, why would you give it to a Kohen? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. What are you doing? And everyone said, who says they're all there together? We assume they were there together. The stories are mentioned in Shas, they're there together. Like the case of the boat, Mishnah Majah Shani. Where is that Mishnah? Pirkei Mishnah Tess.
Who was the Kohen?
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. Gemara said that earlier when they, on Chafkas, when they deposed Rabbi Gamliel. Remember, they didn't know who to choose? They didn't know who to choose? What'd you say? You have yichus. What'd you say? You didn't have yichus. Yeah, very good. Okay. So what's the answer to that? What's the answer to that kasha?
Because Rabbi Akiva.
He thought that Rabbi Akiva would say the three brachas, so that's why he chose him. Because why would he think Rabbi Akiva would say it? Because he says even shlak, Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Medal, even cooked vegetables is mizono. You say, so that's why he was very honest, Lamaisa. Okay.
Why didn't he choose himself?
It's a good kasha. I guess he didn't want to be a Balgaiva. Maybe he didn't want to be a Balgaiva.
He's a Nasi.
You know what the answer to your kasha is? Nasi Shemach al Kvoro, what daf in Chagiga? Talad Amr Aleph. There's no difference. Chagiga is only 24 of 25, 6 plot. Gemara says, a parent is mochel, a rebbe is mochel, a nasi is mochel, but a melech shemach ain't kvoto mochel. A nasi could be mochel. So he wanted to show he's being mochel.
Gemara and Yishaya, going back and forth.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, let's continue, guys. Let's finish. We had to say a word on Chumash. Okay, what number? That was 30. 31. What do we say at Machlis Mitzias? You can't have a Machlis Mitzias. You simply can't have a Machlis Mitzias. Why not get this down to Tana? Why not? Machlokes Tanoim, whether rice ferments. Go to the chemistry lab in Belfort. Toro Mata. You want to do the result? You'll see. See whether it ferments. It's a machlokes. So what does it mean? There's a machlokes in the Ksub, above a common Ksubis, Amorim. Are oxen tame or not? Go ask a zoologist whether they're tame. Go to the Bronx Zoo. I don't have to have an ox. But Lawaisa, wherever they have an ox. See whether they're tame or not. That's our barns and salsas. What's the answer? The answer is, they'll come back and say to you 50% of the time rice ferments. 50% of the oxen raw tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame? One day it says it's not. You need 51%. The other day it says it's enough. And it comes from this machlis b'yochum nurin nechum. Does rice ferment? You have to learn this tool in lomdus. Okay. Let's close with the word in the Chumash. And that is the following.